KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Starting off with a look at some notes from high school sports as the fall sports season starts to get ramped up here in, well, a week for some activities and a couple of weeks for others. The cross-country season upon us here shortly, and the first set of rankings are out for Class 1A and 2A teams and individuals from the Iowa Association of Track Coaches. And in Class 1A in the girls' individual rankings, Peyton Pogge of Tri-Center is a top-ranked runner in the state. Taylor Spohr and Courtney Spohr of Logan Magnolia are at second and third in those opening individual rankings. Also, Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley checks in at number nine. The girls' team rankings in Class 1A have Logan Magnolia at the top. Earlham is at number six, Tri-Center at number 11, and ACGC at number 15. In the boys' rankings there in Class 1A, individually, Josh Bodler of Nottoway Valley is ranked second behind Will Roeder of Galen Catholic. Noah Jorgensen of Sydney also in the top 10 at number 6. In the boys' team rankings, Madrid is the top-ranked school, followed by Calamus Wheatland, Maquoketa Valley, and then Nottoway Valley at number 4. Earlham's at number 5. St. Albert is at number 9. Woodward Academy at number 10, and Ogden at 14. In the 2A rankings, in the girls' side, individually, Ella Waddle of Panorama is ranked third. Kate Crawford of ACGC is fourth. Marie Hostetler of Mid-Prairie is a top-ranked runner there in 2A. Tori Castle of Trainer is ranked number six as well. And in the girls' 2A team rankings, Williamsburg is top-ranked, followed by Mid-Prairie, WCKP, the Jessup, Panorama at number 5. Shenandoah checks in at number 12 in those opening top 15. And on the boys' side, in the team rankings, it's Tipton who's top-ranked, followed by Bellevue, Central Lyon, George Little Rock, Monticello, and Albia. Des Moines Christian checks in at number 10 there in that opening ranking, and Red Oak listed among the teams to watch there in Class 2A boys. So those are your opening rankings there in Class 1A and 2A for cross-country from the Iowa Association of Track Coaches. Moving on to Major League Baseball, a game we had for you on the radio last night. Pitcher Dakota Hudson carried a no-hitter into the seventh inning, and Paul DeJong homered, leading the St. Louis Cardinals to a 3-0 win on Monday over the Brewers. Hudson, who is 12-6 on the year, pitched 6 2/3 innings, striking out 7 and walking 4. He threw 111 pitches, 64 for strikes before being lifted after walking Eric Thames with 2 outs in the 7th. His 7 strikeouts tied a career high. The victory moved the Cardinals into sole possession of first place in the NL Central over the idle Chicago Cubs. The Brewers fell to 3 games behind St. Louis. Other National League scores yesterday, San Diego 3-2 over Cincinnati, Washington a 13-0 winner over Pittsburgh, and Arizona a 5-3 win over Colorado. Nicky Lopez and Nick Dinge homered on successive pitches in the seventh inning, and the Kansas City Royals stretched Baltimore's losing streak to 8 games, defeating the Orioles 5-4. Kansas City won for only the 6th time in their last 22 games, and Baltimore absorbed their 13th loss in 14 games. Other American League scores had Seattle 9-3 winners over Tampa Bay, Houston 5-4 over Detroit, White Sox beat Minnesota 6-4, and Texas was an 8-7 winner over the Angels in 11 innings. In baseball news, Red Sox left-hander Chris Sale is receiving treatment for inflammation in his elbow that will shut him down for the rest of the regular season. Another blow to the defending World Series champions, whose postseason hopes appear all but dashed. Orthopedist Dr. James Andrews gave Sale an injection of platelet-rich plasma on Monday and said he will be reevaluated in 6 weeks. Looking beyond this frustrating season, the treatment could be good news for the club, which feared that Sale might need Tommy John surgery. That would likely have cost him the 2020 season. Boston was off Monday and was 6.5 games out of a wild card spot. Sale signed a 6-year, $160 million contract in March that includes $50 million in deferred money. Washington Nationals ace Max Scherzer is expected to come off the injured list to start Thursday against Pittsburgh. The 3-time Cy Young Award winner had a bullpen session Monday. He's been on the injured list for most of the past 6 weeks because of a strained muscle in his back. The Braves have claimed outfielder Billy Hamilton off waivers from the Royals to bolster their injury-plagued roster. The 28-year-old Hamilton is a 5-time Gold Glove finalist and switch hitter who gives Atlanta some defensive options and speed off the bench. He played in 93 games for the Royals, hitting .211 with 18 stolen bases. Moving on to college football, cross off another milestone for Clemson, college football's newest superpower. For the first time, the defending national champion Tigers are number 1 in the AP preseason top 25 poll. Clemson won its second national title in three seasons behind freshman quarterback Trevor Lawrence to claim equal standing with Alabama at the top of the sport. The Crimson Tide, coming off a 44-16 loss to Clemson in the College Football Playoff Championship, is number two. Clemson received 52 first-place votes. Alabama received the other 10. Clemson snaps a record-tying string of three straight years, which Alabama was the preseason number one. Georgia is number three, followed by number four Oklahoma, number five Ohio State. And also in the top 25 rankings, both Iowa and Iowa State coming in ranked in the poll here opening up this season. Iowa's at number 20, Iowa State at number 21 in those first rankings of the season. In other college football notes, number four Oklahoma has named Jalen Hurts as their starting quarterback for the September 1st season opener against Houston. Hurts played in three national championship games for Alabama and helped the Crimson Tide win the 2017 national title. He transferred to Oklahoma in January. Wisconsin football officials say they don't have any information on when reinstated receiver Quintez Cephas might rejoin the team. The school reinstated Cephas after he was acquitted of sexual assault charges, but his attorney says the school has upheld a sexual harassment violation against him. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here this morning on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.